It's a vicious debt cycle, District 1 Councilman Diego Bernal says is the reason he wanted to devise a plan to help people pay off their loans. He says payday lending companies create an almost impossible way for people to get rid of the loan because of sky-high interest rates. In an editorial written by the councilman himself on the community blog site The Brevard Report, Bernal said the harm that befalls the hardworking and well-intentioned people of our city is not uncommon and certainly not imaginary. In Texas, he said, 75% of people who take out a payday loan are unable to pay it back by the due date, and thus are forced to roll it over, meaning the entire debt remains, despite money paid. Bernal is hoping his colleagues will put into place the most aggressive ordinance in Texas. It would limit payday loans to 20% of the borrower's gross monthly income, limit payments to no more than 4 installments, and each payment must apply at least 25% toward the principal, and it would require a contract in both English and Spanish. Bernal admits it should be the state's job to regulate the industry, but it hasn't, he said in the editorial. He recognized State Representative Joe Farias for his efforts in taking the issue to Austin, but he said in the last legislative session, the industry spent more than $8 million to dispatch powerful lobbyists to destroy any law that would regulate it. He praised the city council, naming them each, and said, this group will get it done. If it passes, the city ordinance would take effect January 1st. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.